Grace, peace, and mercy to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who have lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. Darkness is a horrible place to be. It doesn't matter where the darkness is or where the darkness comes from. Darkness is a horrible place to be. It doesn't matter if the darkness comes from violence, economic struggles, personal struggles, emotional battles, or deep depression. Darkness is a horrible place to be. It isn't just a lack of light. It's a weight that slows you down. It's a chill that you just can't warm up from. It's a barrier between people. It's a lack of hope and a loss of desire. Darkness calls you to hide and withdraw. Darkness isolates and separates. It divides and destroys. Darkness takes away light. It takes away warmth. It takes away relationships. It takes away confidence. It takes away faith. Darkness wants you to be alone, thinking and believing that there is no one out there who will help you. The darkness that Isaiah describes is that the southern kingdom of Judah is surrounded. The northern kingdom of Israel has been conquered by the Assyrians and destroyed, and the people taken away. The lands mentioned in the first line of the reading were part of that kingdom of Israel. Now Jerusalem, the capital city of Judah, is being threatened by the neighboring nations of the Edomites and the Philistines. And the prophet Isaiah tells the king to trust in God, that God will protect them. But instead, King Ahaz makes a deal with the Assyrians, ensuring that he stays in power, but Judah becomes a vassal state. They are independent in name only from the Assyrians. So God's people have seen their nation cut in half. Half of them have been conquered and captured. The other half are surrounded and ruled by the oppressors. They're living in darkness. Their leaders have encouraged them to worship other gods, to not follow the Lord their God, to not obey his commands. But the darkness of judgment and their rebellion won't cover them forever. When I face my own times of darkness, when depression or pressure or just life get to me, I turn to the Psalms, and I especially turn to Psalm 30. Verse 5 from Psalm 30 reads this way: God's anger is but for a moment, God's favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may linger for the night, but joy comes in the morning. When we sin, when we know that we've done wrong, we believe that we cannot undo the wrong that we've done, and you can't unring a bell. We have to live with our choices and our actions or inactions, but that does not mean we can't be forgiven. God's anger is but for a moment. God's favor is for a lifetime. People believe that God, as depicted in the Old Testament, is a God of vengeance and anger and wrath. And there are passages that can support that type of a reading. But if you really read the Old Testament, if you read the story after story after story of Israel turning from God, God is still there for them. You see a God of patience and forgiveness. you encounter a God who is rejected and ignored, thrown aside and cast off, but one who continues to listen and to love, even though sometimes that love is tough. Sometimes painful lessons are learned. Sometimes, many times, bad things happen. Any parent knows that the painful lessons that their child has to learn hurt them as well. The expression, "This is going to hurt you more than it hurts me," is true. It hurts to see someone you love have to deal with the consequences of their actions. It's painful to watch them go through it. So why is it that we think God doesn't hurt when we have to pay for the consequences of our actions? God's anger is but for a moment, but God's favor is for a lifetime. When we encounter darkness, we assume that things are always going to be dark. The darkness continues. The darkness only gets darker. We get more and more isolated, but usually it's our own fault. We choose to be alone. We are angry and upset with ourselves, and we don't like ourselves or love ourselves. So how can somebody else love us? We can't be loved, and the darkness only gets darker. Weeping may linger for the night, but joy comes in the morning. There's a different translation of that last line that I love. Weeping spends the night, but in the morning, joy moves in. Our sorrow is temporary, but joy in our forgiveness is forever. We forget that the sun comes up in the morning, and at this time of the year, when the nights are growing longer, we forget that just in a month, right around Christmas, it changes. And then the days grow longer. The light is with us more, and the darkness recedes. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Those who believe in Jesus know, but need to be reminded, that Jesus is the light come into the world, the light that the darkness cannot overcome. The people of Judah thought that God had abandoned them. In reality, it was the other way around. They had abandoned God. They turned from God and God's command. They did what they wanted to do. They rejected and ignored God's will. God's anger is but for a moment. God's favor lasts a lifetime. They felt guilty. They felt alone. They felt the darkness. Weeping may last for the night, but joy comes in the morning. And for the people of Judah, the prophet Isaiah promised them, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. And those who have lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined." Isaiah goes on to talk about what is the light, who is the light, and what the light will be and do. This part of the text, giving the names by which the light will be called, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, are often read during our Advent and Christmas worship services to remind us that the darkness cannot overcome the light. They tell what the light will do. But to the people who first heard this from Isaiah, just knowing that there was light was enough good news. In the times and days of darkness that we all endure, remember that there is light. Some of us are more prone, more likely to dwell in the darkness because that's who we are, that's how we were designed, that's how we live. But we need to remember and we need to be reminded that God's favor is for a lifetime. Joy comes in the morning. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. And Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Jesus came into the world that he created, being the light that the darkness cannot overcome, calling and beckoning all who would believe in his name. He died so that no darkness, not that of sin, not that of death, not that of human failures and frailties, can separate us from him, his love, or his light. We need to remember and we need to share with those who are dealing with darkness that the light has come into the world. We've seen a great light. On us light has shone. Christ is the light of the world, and whoever follows him will leave darkness and live in the light of life. Amen.